Hi, welcome to Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Longtime singer-songwriter Bob Rowe has finished his first folk album in over a decade. It's called Higher Ground, and it's a return to Rowe's roots after almost 30 years of playing country and gospel and running his own nonprofit.
I'm walking out with a new light that I've found. I'm walking up to higher ground. Everywhere there's trouble, and I have seen enough now. I've got to get along somehow.
Rowe was a regular on the local music scene, but says it was starting his nonprofit, Renaissance Enterprises, in 1988 that made him famous. It brings artists and musicians to perform for people in nursing homes. Rowe says his grandmother lived with him for most of his childhood. Since then, he's always had a connection with seniors.
Sometime around the last year of high school or after, a Catholic nun, Sister Robertine, she was part of the SSJs here in Kalamazoo.
That's the Sisters of St. Joseph.
Came to give my grandmother communion, who was failing at that time and couldn't get out to church. And my mom had me get my guitar out and play for her, and kind of the rest is history. She started taking me around to play my guitar for shut-ins and nursing homes that she visited. And right away I could tell there was a huge chemistry between myself and that very special audience. You know, I could do no wrong. I would sing like "You Are My Sunshine," and I could see a transformation, and they would light up and totally change from being kind of depressed to feeling like a full human being again. And I thought, this is amazing. I'll never forget a lady. I was up in a facility way up in Grayling, Michigan, and she was wheeled in a wheelchair and was totally slumped down in the chair and non-responsive and, you know, not really asleep, but just given up. And they formed the residents in a semicircle, and I walked around the semicircle about two or three times, and I was determined to get a response out of that lady. And I walked over there for the third time, and all of a sudden she straightened up and started singing "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine," and a huge smile came on her face. And they wheeled her back to the room after the program. She was still singing.
Renaissance Enterprises now has between 30 to 50 artists doing more than 120 performances a year. And in 2006, Rowe and his organization received the Mother Teresa Award.
I used to correspond with Mother Teresa, and I remember writing the first letter to her, telling her about my work, which I had just started at that point with the elderly, and never expected a response, and totally forgot about it. And then, lo and behold, a month and a half or 2 months later, an envelope came postmarked Calcutta, India, and it was very dingy looking and nondescript. And I thought, could this be, you know? And I opened it up, and it was a hand-typed and signed letter from Mother Teresa with very personal comments in there about our work. And that kind of began a correspondence that lasted about 15 years until she passed away.
Meanwhile, in his musical life, Rowe was releasing gospel albums. He also joined up with the esteemed country band The Green Valley Boys in 1990.
Nobody knows what we've been doing under the old oak tree, but everybody thinks there's something cooking just between you and me. Well, one of these days, they're gonna find out. No secret will it be. All of those things that we've been doing under the old oak tree.
The Green Valley Boys started a well-known radio show called the Green Valley Jamboree back in the 1940s, which later also became a TV show. It aired on TV for 36 years and stayed on the radio for 44. The band is now immortalized in the Michigan Country Music Hall of Fame.
The Green Valley Boys and the show are in the Country Music Hall of Fame because they had the longest-running country music television show in any market in the world. Not just Kalamazoo, Michigan, but anywhere.
Have some fun with a picking and a singing, swinging and a swinging, and a living it up with glee. Nobody knows what we've been a doing under the old oak tree.
After many years of throwing himself into nonprofit work, Rowe says he's shifting his focus to the music. He says the songs in his new album, Higher Ground, are reminiscent of his all-time favorite folk artists, like Joan Baez, Judy Collins, and Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Portraits of disappointment, you got shadows of fear. They'll put you down if you're different, but you got a right to be here.
So I'm very kind of fulfilled as an artist by doing this album, because it's getting it back to my very roots in folk music and in what I really started out loving. It's not necessarily an upper album or a feel-good album. It's more of a introspective and a journey album for my life, but I think it's a good one.
Wish there was something new that you could say to me to make it all seem all right, like it used to be.
Rose says the album reflects a tough time in his life. Within a year, he lost his mother, his good friend Martha, and a host of other relatives.
And it was extremely difficult for me, because my mother and I had a very, very close relationship, and Martha was my heart and soul, loved her beyond anything. And she had my back and was my inspiration in many, many ways. And so the songs are not cut your wrists with razor blade kind of songs. You know, there's some upbeat kind of songs on here, but they're honest.
And Rose says it's the honest, authentic songs that he enjoys the most.
You know, when I buy a Mary Chapin Carpenter album, or Joan Baez, or Indigo Girls, or, you know, Adele, or some of the newer artists, and it's always those songs that tug at my heartstrings and pull my soul out of me that get me the most. You know, I like the entertaining songs that are fun, but it's the really introspective, honest songs with a really great melody that have always spoken to my heart.
These days, every day, I will just go on, knowing now that you're gone, and these days go on.
Bob Rowe's new album, Higher Ground, will have its official release on September 1st. You can also buy it online. Bob Rowe and the Green Valley Boys will perform at Kindleberger Park in Parchment on August 13th. The show starts at 7:30. That's all for Arts and More today. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You can hear Arts and More Fridays on WMUK, and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.